Podcast.
13 to 8. So you've heard from Andrew Rowland from Wreckfish West. Joining me now on the program is the Fisheries Minister, Don Punch. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Well, thank you. Is it fair to allow commercial fishers to operate 12 months a year while restricting recreational fishers to 3 months a year on these demersal species?
Well, what is actually happening with the commercial fishers is they're actually having the number of hours that they can fish reduced.
By
how
much?
Totally wrong to say these impacts are not impacting the commercial sector. They are.
By how much would they be reduced under this proposal?
The amount that is reduced varies by zone of fishery and type of fishery, but it's a 50% reduction that's applied to the commercial sector as it is to the rec sector.
So you're saying that you're basically treating the commercial and the recreational sectors the same?
Yeah, they're both having to take the pain. This is a really tough one. And it was great to hear Andy confirm that he accepts the science and the work that's been done. They wrote to me in February, Wreckfish West, the department and the commercial sector, WAFIC, confirming that they saw the need for a reduction in total fish take of 50%. And we went back to them and said, that's fine, you now need to work on how we might implement that. The problem we have is that Wreckfish West came back to us with proposals that simply reduced the recreational take by about 20% and said to us, take the rest off the commercial. Now, the problem from the commercial point of view is they do supply the local fish market, they do supply the restaurants, they do supply people who want to go out and buy a jewfish, and they may be seniors who can't go fishing anymore, there may be people with other reasons why they can't fish, but they do supply a valid high-use market. And if we took the entire catch off the commercial sector, it would lead to a collapse of the commercial fishery in Western Australia, and nobody wants that.
We are talking about Kalbarri to Augusta. I think the point Andrew was making is that only about 5% of that market is supplied by that particular commercial fishery. Can we catch enough fish in the north of the state to meet those supply needs? And are you contemplating further buybacks for the commercial fishers in the southern zones?
Well, one of the issues that's coming up, certainly in the early feedback, but came up after we released this information back in February, was we don't want to simply shift fishing pressure into other zones, into the northern area particularly. And if we do that, we'll just simply displace a problem. In relation to the commercial sector, I'm very open to whatever the commercial sector are coming back to me to say is workable from their point of view.
These reductions, do you believe that they could be done on a temporary basis until fish stocks recover?
Well, they are. It's a 7-year temporary basis. This was a recovery plan to 2030. If we don't act now, if we just simply brush this under the carpet and take the easy road, then in a couple of years' time, somebody's going to be standing talking to you saying this is a complete fish closure because the fishery is buggered. It is really under severe pressure. Everybody acknowledges that. Nobody wants to take responsibility for accepting the pain that goes with it.
So your message is that everyone who's involved has to take a bit of pain, otherwise we'll be talking about a fishery that goes extinct, basically.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. These are a long-lived fish. They're under severe pressure. Everyone agrees that's a problem.
Can you understand why people who are involved in the recreational fishing industry, either as participants or businesses, if you own a boat and you're told, right, you can only take it out 3 months of the year, if you're a tackle business or a fishing goods business, they say, well, hang on, no one's going to come through my doors for now 9 months of the year because I can't go out and go fishing on the weekend. Do you understand and do you agree with that argument?
Look, I understand people are really upset. I understand people are pretty angry, and I've been certainly receiving some very early calls on that. But the other issue is the whole recreational fishing industry does not sit on jewfish or snapper. They're a big part of it. They're loved by everybody, but there are other fish out there to catch. And people who've got boats, there are other fish that can go onto the ocean and catch. So it's about working through over the next 7 years a recovery process that means that their kids will be able to go out on a boat and fish, and their grandkids will be able to go out on a boat and fish. Talking about I'm going to sell my boat is a very short-term view of what is a fundamental problem, because they might have to sell their boat in a couple of years' time if there's no fish left to fish.
Minister, is there room to negotiate on this draft plan from your point of view?
Look, we've put out the proposals, and they're there. They're based on you know, it's February to now, a lot of work and a lot of consultation. If somebody has an absolutely bright idea, put it through to Recfish West or to WAFIC, and I always have an open door with Recfish West and WAFIC, and I'm happy to look at it. But what I don't want is 20,000 different views and ideas that just don't lead to the solution that we're after, which is a 50% recovery.
Minister, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks.
Don Punch, the Fisheries Minister. So you've heard both sides of it. 133882. If you are a recreational fisher person, I'd love to hear from you about this. 133882.